penny in the plate. It's one for everything I did last night and one to get me through today. Here's a ten to help you remember next time you got the good Lord's ear. Say I'm coming, but there ain't no hurry. I'm having fun down here. Don't you know that everybody wants to go to heaven? Get their wings and fly around. Everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody want to go now. Someday I want to see those streets of gold in my halo. But I wouldn't mind waiting at least 100 years or so. Everybody want to go to heaven, at least the other place there ain't no.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The commission investigating the July attempt on former President Trump's life paints a damning picture of the Secret Service, says ABC's Chief Justice correspondent Pierre Thomas.
A report by a bipartisan panel of former Homeland Security and law enforcement officials finding the Secret Service has become bureaucratic, complacent, and static, even though risks have multiplied. Then perhaps the most damning statement calling for reform, saying that without reform, another Butler can and will happen.
The former president attends a dinner tonight in New York. Early voting's now underway in 47 states. In Washington, D.C., Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin today. The Israeli military says it killed three terrorists in Gaza and is now checking to see if one of the three was Yahya Sinwar. It's considered the mastermind of the October 7th attacks. U.S. retail sales climbed last month, up 0.4% compared to August. This is ABC News. Federal agents taking down a major cocaine shipment network.
Federal agents raided a mansion in Miami on Wednesday in a case based here in L.A. Sources tell ABC News it involves a sophisticated drug transportation network that's been coordinating bulk cocaine and methamphetamine shipments from California to Canada. The U.S., Mexico, Colombia, and Canada are all involved. Federal agents seizing large amounts of drugs run by men who go by El Jefe, Public Enemy, The Dictator, The One, and The Dog. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
It's not too early to think about holiday shipping deadlines. The first one up is FedEx, which says if you're shipping via FedEx Ground, packages need to be out by December 17th. And Walmart promising a Thanksgiving meal that costs less than $7 a person. Retailer putting together one-click shopping lists for holiday meals that include things like turkey, sides, and dessert. Deals are available through Christmas Day. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ehlin. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Wisconsin today. The Democratic presidential candidate will be in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay in her sixth trip to Wisconsin since she became the party's nominee this summer. Her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, was in Wisconsin earlier this week. Wisconsin voters wishing to use ballot drop boxes will have fewer opportunities than in the past. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says available data indicates that there are at least 78 drop boxes in use in at least 48 communities across Wisconsin. And high schools across Wisconsin are getting new automated external defibrillators. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association says the new initiative is aimed at enhancing the safety and well-being of student athletes, coaches, and spectators across the state. 24 schools throughout Wisconsin are getting the AEDs. Ted Ehlin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 65 for a high this afternoon. The wind south at 15 to 25. Clear tonight, 42. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 70 on Saturday. Sunshine with a high of 72. If you love good barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's barbecue sauce. It's made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Try it today, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Thank you, Sean. On the way, we're going to talk with Laura Gullickson from NTech about the new fiber optic coming to the city of Mondovi. We'll have that coming up. Right now, here's Lady Annabellum and Need You Now. It's 9:07.
Your perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone, 'cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me, it happens all the time. It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you It's a quarter.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Laura Gullickson. She's CEO with NTech. And last night, NTech had a meeting here in the city of Mondovi to talk about the new fiber coming to the city of Mondovi. And so we're going to talk with Laura a little bit about that. Laura, thanks for joining us. Well, this is, I guess I've been kind of keeping track. It's been, two and a half years that we've been trying to plan for this?
Yeah. Yeah, I think the first grant round cycle that we applied for was about 2 years ago.
So now we're ready to rock and roll with the help of City of Mondovi as well. So tell us a little bit about how this is going to all play out.
Well, first off, we need input from all of the city residents. We really need people to contact us and let us know that they're willing for us to bury a fiber optic on their property. The reason we need to do that is to firm up our construction plans. If we can't bury, we'll have to put up aerial fiber, and we really don't want to do that. It's aesthetically unappealing, and it doesn't last as long when it's hanging up in the air.
And so the permission to have someone come out, they can get those forms at City Hall in Mondovi or at the office in Durand?
Yes. Yep. They can email us. We can send them out to them. Or, yes, they will be in our office if they want to stop in, too.
Again, we're talking with Laura Gullickson with NTech. Again, NTech going to be putting in fiber optic in the city of Mondovi. How long will it take to get the whole city covered?
We're anticipating that we'll be completed by December of 2026.
Now, for us at the station, and for me personally, I've been blessed because we've always had fiber at the station, not only at the studio, but also at the tower site, which has just been, I have radio engineers and radio owners going, you are so lucky. You've got such good service. So explain to those folks in Mondovi what this is going to mean for them.
It means a lot for a community. When fiber optics come into a community, generally they see a 25-30% increase in potential growth. The newer industrial park in Mondovi should be able to see its fill up. Without fiber optics, new businesses are hesitant to move in. It allows self-employed individuals to work from home. It also allows people to telecommute. These are things that we've heard people complain that they haven't been able to do. Students need it. A lot of students do online university. They can attend any university in the country if they have access to high upload speeds. And students who are still in high school who may attend to a different school remotely or attend college courses, they need that advantage as well. It also tends to drive sale prices of homes and decrease the time that a home is on the market.
Again, we're talking with Laura Gullickson with NTech. Again, NTech will be starting their fiber optic installation here in Mondovi. They hope to have it completed citywide by 2026. And Laura, I guess for folks in Mondovi, they may not realize this, but the city of Mondovi is kind of on an island of very slow internet.
Yeah, So we and two other cooperatives surround the city, and in those areas we have served everything with fiber optics. Those communities will be able to get up to a 10 gig symmetrical speed soon. They can currently get 1 gig. The highest speed available in the city limits is 250 by 50, and that 50 upload is absolutely maxed out, and that's very limiting for people who want to be able to do business conferences or anything where they need to be able to see others.
And again, that's 250 megabits download, 50 megabits upload. Now, at the radio station, I have three times as much of that as that, and we also have that in the city of Durand. For those of you that watched the Durand-Mondovi football game, you may have noticed dropouts when I'm in Mondovi, either the football game or the basketball game. And that's why, right, Laura?
Yep, that has everything to do with it.
And so for folks that, now that you're going to be burying the line, so that's what you want to do, but you're going to be doing it carefully, correct, to avoid things for those homeowners. They may have water lines for their yards and things like that, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we always do a on-site survey with one of our technicians that goes out, an outside plant person, and they will talk to you, walk through your yard with you, and you can show them where a sprinkler system is, an underground fence for a dog, private electrical, anything that you're concerned about, and we will not plow through those things.
And again, I will tell you personally, up at the radio station at the tower site, for AM radio, we have to have underneath the tower, we have about 20,000 feet of copper that's underneath the tower and goes out about 172 feet in all directions. It's part of our AM grounding system that we have to have. Well, when we had fiber put in, when it was put in up at the tower site, they made darn sure that they went underneath all of that, because to have to replace all of that would be very, very time consuming and expensive. And when they were done putting it in, my engineer even checked, and they were totally fine with it. So again, I will give a personal plug that they do a very, very good job. Now, what about the house though? Now, how do we get it to the house and explain how that's going to work? Because that is a little bit different than what people might think.
So the fiber optics are buried directly up to the house, and the site survey that we do ahead of time, we will talk with you about where it's going to go on the outside of your home. We try to put it near or on where you currently have a coax cable fed in. And then we put a device on the outside of the house. It's called a NID, network interface device. And from there, we will bring the wires into your home. Your interior of your home does not have to be rewired. We just have to bring the wires in and then connect to your existing network.
Again, talking with Laura Gullickson with NTEC. Again, the NTEC getting ready to convert Mondovi to fiber optic. You'll just love it. I tell you, you'll just love it. Now, one question I know a lot of folks might have, and older folks have this, and is, but what about my phone and my landline? Will that go away or will that stay?
So the city of Mondovi is actually fed by Frontier for telephones. One unique thing, though, we have started offering a telephone line to the build-out areas that we have done with fiber optics. It doesn't go directly through our switch. It's a voice-over-internet protocol telephone, but clarity is better than what most people have now. And anybody who wants to switch over to our phone product when we come in will certainly be allowed to do that. However, if they want to stay with their traditional operator, their phone can stay there.
And then, you know, again, for some of the older folks, they may not do the internet thing. And, you know, so what about cable TV? How will that change then?
Well, our whole entire TV network is currently changing. We are eliminating the traditional cable format because it is just too expensive to maintain. We've been moving over to a streaming platform, and we started that about a year ago. We currently have 700 customers on it. It's worked pretty well, and anybody who is on coax currently will be migrating to that system. Even if we weren't making changes to our fiber, they would be doing that.
Again, talking with Laura Gullickson, and I will tell you, we have a Roku TV at the house. And again, we're outside of Durand, but we have fiber, and I have to admit it,
It is kind of slick.
It is. And you definitely need the higher bandwidth to have the higher res and the less buffering and things like that. So.
And the cool thing is I can even listen to the radio station through the Roku TV. It's pretty slick. You just download the Live 365 app right into it. Boom, 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 and there you go. You can listen to the radio station as well, right through your smart TV. It's pretty cool stuff. Well, Laura, this is a pretty exciting project, and folks I think are going to be pretty happy with what they see. And you're going to probably start in earnest in spring.
Yeah, we would like to start construction as soon as the ground thaws. So we really, really need people to contact us and fill out these permission slips for us so that we can finalize the path that we're going to take.
So there you go. So contact Mondovi City Hall or contact NTEC Mondovi residents so we can get all of the proper stuff all ready to go so they can start doing their site surveys and getting, you'll love it. I'm telling you from personal, you'll love it once it's all installed. That's Laura Gullickson with NTEC. You're listening to WRDN.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitz Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitz Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're hiring, ZipRecruiter's technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. What if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Eric Hovde owns a $3 billion California bank. That's right, he owns it. And Hovde owns a $7 million California beachfront home. No wonder Eric Hovde's proposed spending $4 trillion in new tax breaks for super-rich guys like himself. That's trillion, with a T. What's his plan to pay for all those tax giveaways? Hovde's plan would slash Medicare 25%, slash veterans 40%, slash Social Security by 28%. Eric Hovde's plan would cost Social Security beneficiaries $500 a month, $6,000 a year. It's outrageous. Eric Hovde's plan, new tax breaks for the rich and devastating cuts for the rest of us. Now we know what's wrong with Eric Hovde. He's definitely not for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I don't want to spend another lonely night.
Ooh. I've got the lights turned up, the doors locked, the bedroom TV's on. Doing the only thing that gets me through the night since you've been gone. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life. another lonely night, praying for daylight,
praying for daylight.
I made a bad miscalculation, betting you would never leave. Cause if you're getting on with your new life, then where does that leave me? As I love you,
you know I love you,
and that you must be lying somewhere looking up to heaven too. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Where I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night. Praying for daylight.
How it used to feel, riding down old 2 mile hill, tennis shoes up on the handlebars, paying no mind to the passing cars. No doubts, no fears, just like when you are here. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard, no hands. It took a little time to get up to speed, find the confidence and the strength I'd need to just let go and reach for the sky. You know, sometimes it felt I'd fly. No doubts, no fears, just like when you are here. No chains, no strings, no fences, no wall, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard, no hands. It doesn't take much, just a smile or a touch, and I'm a kid again. I can almost feel that wind.
No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard. No hands. Look hard. No hands.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Song about trains. And midnight taillights tearing down a highway or some other heartbroken cliche. But there's nothing but blue skies far as I can see. You picked a damn good day to leave me sitting here, cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Pocket full of 3-day weekend money and a heartbreak cloud in the forecast, honey. I hate to see you go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave. How in the hell can I watch the big game? Having you here to complain. And how am I gonna do anything now without you here telling me how? Guess it could be worse. Hell, it's 75 degrees. You picked a damn good day to leave me sitting here, cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Nothing to do but fish all day long.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Riley Green, damn good day to leave, 9:33. I'm Brian Winnikens. This reminder, the Plum City School District will be hosting a community forum on the referendum for this fall's election tonight, starting at 7 o'clock at Molly's on Main in Plum City. Again, 7 o'clock tonight, Molly's on Main, a community forum on the referendum for the Plum City School District. Again, going on tonight. Let's run down today in history for this October 17th. Happy birthday to Cadillac, the very first one completed in Detroit, Michigan. Happy birthday to the Radio Corporation of America, RCA. formed an estate in 1919. 1931, a bad day for Al Capone. Well, he was convicted and sent to prison. Not for murder, not for mayhem, not for none of that stuff, but for tax evasion. Yeah, the federal government couldn't get him on, you know, the illegal booze, all of the murders and all of that. And then an accountant from the IRS said, well, wait a minute, if he's made all this money, he needs to be paying us. Has he paid us? I think not. That's how they got him. 11 years in prison for that. 1933, Dr. Albert Einstein moved from Germany to Princeton, New Jersey. On this date in 1966, can you find The Secret Square? Ah, the Hollywood Squares, debuting on NBC. And no, Paul Lynn was not in The Secret Square when the Hollywood Squares debuted. 1979, Mother Teresa was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. 1989, I remember this. I was watching TV when it happened. A major earthquake hit San Francisco during the World Series game between the Oakland A's and San Francisco Giants. The quake measured 6.9 on the Richter scale, and caused an estimated 270 deaths, 3,000 injuries, and $3 billion in damage. Al Michaels basically went from, let's call the World Series, to, I'm the lead reporter on this event. That's an earthquake. Yeah, he went from sports to news real fast. In 2000, Pope John Paul and Britain's Queen Elizabeth met at the Vatican. It was the Queen's first visit to the Vatican in 20 years. In 2001, an anthrax threat prompted congressional leaders to close six House and Senate office buildings in Washington, D.C. 2006, the 300th millionth person was born in the United States. Statistically, it was believed that person was a male child born somewhere in the southwestern region of the country. They couldn't figure out exactly who that person was, so they, you know, said, well, congratulations, you're the 300 millionth person here in the United States. You get no taxes for your life. No, they weren't going to figure that out. 2006, actor Wesley Snipes joined Al Capone being indicted for tax fraud. Again, you don't file your taxes, the IRS gets cranky. Yeah, Snipes and two others were charged with conspiracy to defraud the IRS and filing a fraudulent payment claim. Yeah, he would go to the big house for that. In 2007, comedian Joey Bishop, the last surviving member of the Rat Pack, passed away at the age of 89. Led by Frank Sinatra, the Rat Pack members included Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Lawford, and every now and then, Johnny Carson. If I could get into my DeLorean and go 88 miles an hour and go back in time, I would go back in time just to watch one of the Rat Pack shows in Vegas. I'm just saying. That'd be awesome. I do nothing else. Trust, really, I wouldn't. I wouldn't try to say, I'm going to buy all these stocks while I'm here and go back and to current time and still have them all and be wealthy, right? No, I wouldn't do that. In 2018, several public funds that owned shares of Facebook backed a proposal to remove the CEO as the company's chairman. That didn't really work out too well. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by Alcivia Co-op and Jerry Barron Sons.
At Jerry Barron Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Barron Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk up 22 to 21.38, December up 14 to 21.42, January up 14 to 20.74, February up 12 at 20.20. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets and hogs all moving up mostly higher after the correction to overbought conditions led to the big sell-off in the livestock sector. But now we have some of that short covering, even though there hasn't been any cash cattle trade yet, or really even some hog trade as well. The trade is expecting to see some type of cash cattle and cash hog trade here this week. And they're looking for potentially higher prices. October live cattle up 25 cents to 187.30. October feeder cattle up $1.75 to 247.85. December hogs up 30 cents to 78. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower as the story is the same today. Favorable weather for the U.S. corn and soybean harvest, improving weather for Brazil and South America, and global economic concerns all pressuring the markets as well, along with some continued technical selling. Now, the markets are becoming just a touch oversold, however. December corn now down 3.25 to 401.5. November beans down 9.5 to 970.5. December wheat down 3/4 to 584.25. With markets, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 65 for a high this afternoon. The wind south at 15 to 25. Clear tonight, 42. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 70 on Saturday. Sunshine with a high of 72. If you love good barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's barbecue sauce. It's made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Try it today, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night.
about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man.
Don't you worry about getting fixed up. When you wake up, you're pretty enough. Look out your window at the cloud of dust. That's my headlights, that's my truck. So come on, baby, don't you keep me waiting. I gotta go, I got a reservation. Tailgate for two underneath the stars. Kiss on your lips when you're in my arms. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Girl, every now and then you get a night. Take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Girl, I bet you thought I lost my mind. Out of the blue, pulling into your drive. Wonder why I got your way out here. Have you ever seen a sky this clear? Oh, 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 oh. Girl, you never look better than you do right now. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, heaven, let your light shine down. Come on, baby, let me take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Well, come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Hey, baby, don't it feel so right? Come on now, we're running out of moonlight.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRD.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a farm fire. Keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work card. To the ones pushing that needle in the red in a diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for ya. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing. Too long, this one right here's to the boys back.
somebody.
I know you're holding that hometown down, doing nothing to do like nobody does. I know I can't be right there right now, but Lord knows I'm wishing I was. Yeah, so I'm gonna raise one up. Here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs, sure circled up around a farm fire, putting paint on that small town, turning dirt in them dust clouds. Hell yeah, it's been too long. This one right here's to the boys back home. To the boys back home.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Dylan Marlowe, Dylan Scott, Boys Back Home, 950. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Trunk or Treat coming up Saturday, October 26th, 3 to 5 p.m. in downtown Durand. This with Durand Police and Durand Improvement Group. You can visit the Durand Improvement Group's Facebook page for more information. Well, a Minnesota man won the Safeway World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off. Travis Geiger of Nowthen, Minnesota, traveled with his gargantuan pumpkin to the competition in Half Moon Day, California, where it was placed on a scale and weighed in at 2,471 pounds. The win marked Geiger's fourth top spot win at the Safeway World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off. Wow. 2,471-pound pumpkin. I just want to see him now take that and use it in the old pumpkin chunking competitions that they used to always have. Remember the Mythbusters people used to do that? All right, let's see you throw that, see how far that goes with your cannon or whatever.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stick out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. Gotta get a little mud on the tires. Moonlight on a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night. Soaking up the moonlight. Stick out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Brad Paisley, Mud on the Tires, 9:58. I'm Brian Winnikins. Thank you to Laura Gullickson with NTech for joining us this morning. If you missed our interview with Laura talking about the new fiber optic service that's coming to Mondovi, you can visit our podcast at realcountry1430.com. Click on the podcast tab, and you can listen to that interview right there. Happy National Pasta Day today. Pasta is a type of noodle of traditional Italian cuisine. The first reference dates to 1154 in Sicily. and first attested to in English in 1874. Typically, pastas made from an unleavened dough of durum wheat flour. The flour is mixed with water or eggs and formed into sheets or various shapes. It can then be served fresh or dried to be stored for later use. You can use pasta for anything, you know. Spaghetti, Swedish meatballs, hamburger helper, macaroni and cheese, you bet. So, you know, have yourself a heaping helping of pasta today.